Burns.
We paid less for our Craftmatic today than we did 20 years ago.
If you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and free information on today's Craftmatic adjustable beds. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Rated number one by consumers nationwide on ConsumerAffairs.com. Craftmatic beds come in all mattress types, including cool gel memory foam, for up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand. Enjoy temporary relief of low back pain, poor circulation, nighttime heartburn, mild arthritis. You'll sleep better in a Craftmatic adjustable bed. So if you're still searching for the perfect solution to a good night's sleep, call now for prices and information. And then decide when you see how little they cost. Discover Craftmatic for less, up to 50% less than today's leading memory foam brand.
Call 1-800-316-5271. That's 1-800-316-5271. 1-800-316-5271. Call now.
Never show any sign of weakness. Always go for the throat. Buy low, sell high. Fear, that's the other guy's problem.
Biz Talk Radio is proud to bring you Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum. Straight talk about you and your money. You can reach Gary now at 877-747-EDGE. That's 877-747-3343. Here's your host, Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. I'm Gary Kaltbaum, your host. Hey, thanks for being with us today. Glad you're here, ladies and gentlemen. Happy that you are listening. It is Wednesday, July 20th. And we're here to talk about you, your buckos, all points in between. We'll do markets, the economy, jobs, unemployment, taxes, deficit spending, scams, shams, corruptions, elections, conventions, crooks, plagiarism, you name it, we'll cover it. Ladies and gentlemen, there'll be no plagiarism here. We are unique. We are creative. We don't even script this bad boy. That's all I can tell you. That's all I can tell you. The news today out of that plagiarism turns out that the wife was speaking to somebody who was helping her write it up. The wife said she liked Michelle Obama, read a few paragraphs off to her. She wrote them down and didn't take them out. What a scandal. But yet the media spent 2 days breathlessly going after this. They didn't breathlessly go after, lying about what happened in Benghazi that we know was an absolute lie to cover up because of an election, but let's go after the wife of plagiarism. Anyway, ladies and gentlemen, I don't even blame the Democrats anymore, and the bad Democrats. I know plenty of Democrats. I have plenty of friends that are logical Democrats. You know what I mean. I think it's all the media's fault. People get away, the politicians get away with whatever because the media lets them. And I'm a big believer that the media, if they had a video of one of their favorite politicians robbing a bank, they wouldn't report it. But that's for another day. Let's do markets. Let's just get right into markets. And let me just say this. Before the market broke out of range, on this show I said to you, if the Dow and S&P break above range, buy the crap out of it. Now, we're only about 2% above that range. And of course, we're in the midst of earnings season, so really it's very tough to jump on things right before earnings comes out. We're just letting you know as of this second, it be working. It be working in the fact that there are two things I believe is going on, and this is just my opinion. The combination of two major indices breaking out and the 11% cash in mutual funds and pension funds accounts, and keep in mind that's a lot of cake, has done the trick so far. Not knowing what tomorrow brings, but today I'm going to tell you, the Dow was up 36. It might as well have been up 250. Underneath the surface, much, much better. And much, much better on crappy earnings. Crappy earnings. Stocks gapping up. Strong volume being bought on crappy earnings. And interesting enough, one would think, well, there's something going on here. The companies must be coming out with crappy earnings, but they're guiding the next quarter and the quarter after much higher than what was believed. Nope, that ain't happening. We're just in a sweet spot right now based on the fact that central banks raised their levels of easy monetary policy again and again and again and again and again. Now, if earnings don't pick up, but markets go up, that just means valuations are going higher. And we're just giving you historically, we are the upper end of valuation territory, except for 99, which I don't think we'll ever reach again. So, that be the story. And let me give you some examples as we do more markets today. Microsoft today. At one time was up $3.80, and that's a big move for Microsoft, and finished up only $2.82. Sales down 7%. Polaris Industries, PII, snowmobiles and stuff like that. Well, the stock's down from 150 down to 80-something, was up 8 today to 95 bucks, though earnings were down a whopping 27%. Morgan Stanley reported earnings and was up today. Earnings down 5, revenues down 7. IBM, earnings down 23, revenues down 3. And I went through the numbers. It was much worse than earnings down 23. How about CSX, the rail? Earnings down 16, revenues down 12. Stock move up like 9% over a few day period. Canadian Pacific Railway, CP, was up 7 today to 150. Earnings down 16, revenues down 12. You get where I'm going? SAP, German computer software stuff, was up $4.40 today. New yearly high to $83.71. Earnings up 2%. Revenues decelerated. We're not making this stuff up. eBay in the aftermarket's up about $3. Earnings up a whopping 2%. That's a good number. Now, I could go on and on, but you get my point. Now, just remember, it's not the news. It's how the markets react to news. And we're getting good reactions on what I consider to be terrible numbers. Don't argue. Price first, all the other noise second. Don't worry about Harry Dent, who's still calling for 5,000 on the Dow. Don't worry about the perma bears. Just realize we had an 18-month breakout on the Dow and S&P, and there's a lot of cash out there. And bad earnings are being bought up, and that's it. Everything else is noise. Now, does that not mean tomorrow the market just top out and head south? No. We'll deal with it if it happens. Now, again, earnings season. Wouldn't be touching a thing until they report if you don't own something. Just letting you know. We typically, we'll give something 7 to 10 days. In other words, if today's Wednesday, if something's reporting next Thursday or Friday and it breaks out today, we would possibly buy it. But absent that, less than that, doubt it. That's just us. So we'll go through the markets today. We'll go through the news today. We'll go through the election today. We'll go through the convention today and all that other crap today. We thank you for being here. This is serious talk about you and your buckos with a little comedy injected. Let's do today's market wrap. Brought to you by investment-models.com. That's Jim Rohrbach, one of the great market timers. No gray areas with the man. You're either in or out of the market with his proprietary indicators. Go check it out. Investment-models.com. Dow was only up 36. But the S&P was up 9, a little better. NASDAQ was up 1%. NASDAQ 100 was a little more than 1%. We'll tell you why in a little bit. Transports are flat. Didn't move. Russell 2000 up 9. Semiconductors up another 11, or actually 12. A couple of buyouts there in the last few days doing the trick. Europe was strong. Advanced declines, good. Up, down volume, good. New highs picked up a little bit. That cover. Well, real quickly, in the Dow, Disney down $1.25, not acting well. IBM up $1.75 on their terrible earnings. Microsoft up 280, even though it was up 380 and got hit towards the close. And that's it for the movers in the Dow today, a dollar or more. Intel did report after the close is down $1 in the aftermarket on their bad earnings. So actually something dropped on bad earnings. And we have a few other aftermarkets to report in a second. So that'll be up next on the Edge, and news and stuff and, you know, whatever. Thanks for being here. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
For life's aches and pains, choose Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. It works fast, and it's easy to use. Designed to work odor-free in all those remote areas. It works here. It's odor-free here. It works here. Blue Emu Continuous Pain Relief Spray. Fast-acting, easy-to-use, odor-free pain relief for all those remote areas. Available at Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, and other fine retailers.
It's National Make-A-Will Month at LegalZoom.com, so it's time to take care of your will or trust. LegalZoom makes it easy. They're not a law firm, so there's no office visits or paying expensive hourly rates. Instead, you could save over $100 with LegalZoom's will or trust estate plan bundles. And if you don't know whether a will or trust is right for you, don't worry. You'll work with an independent attorney available in 48 states to get advice on what you need. Do the right thing this month at LegalZoom.com. LegalZoom.com.
What is term life insurance? It's basically a financial protection plan for your family if you pass away. It can be a hard purchase. Think about it. It's one of the few major purchases you can make that you will personally never use. But you've got to have it to protect your family. And you owe it to yourself to shop and compare to get the best possible rates. For term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more, Call the Term Lifeline today.
800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068. Remember, we specialize in term life insurance policies of $500,000 or more. And we have great rates for smokers, too. So call today. 800-957-6068. 800-957-6068. That's 800-957-6068.
This is an important message to all listeners. If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes to the IRS, the tax pros at OIC Tax want to help you. OIC Tax is dedicated to helping taxpayers just like you with their IRS problems.
I owed a lot of money to the IRS. I was working long hours and weekends just to make ends meet. To make matters worse, the IRS was about to garnish my wages, and I needed to file several years of back tax returns. Then I called the tax professionals at OIC Tax. They stopped the IRS from garnishing my wages. They even placed my account into the IRS's financial hardship program so I don't have to make any payments to the IRS. That's right, no payments to the IRS while I'm in this program.
Call OIC Tax today to see if you qualify for the IRS's financial hardship program. Call 800-790-5988. Call now and mention you heard this radio commercial and receive 10% off their already low fees. 800-790-5988. That number, 800-790-5988. Call now, 800-790-5988.
BizTalkRadio.com.
It's time to switch on the integrator units and get the brain cells working.
You're listening to...
Hey, this promises to be fun.
Investor's Edge.
The last bastion of quality programming.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
It doesn't get better than this.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us. Let me spend a couple of minutes on gold. Yesterday on this show, I think I just said something to the effect of I think that commodities are putting in a near-term top here. That's all. And all that means... All that means is that we think at that point in time, we're not going to see any more gains at that juncture. Doesn't mean it's going to get trashed. Maybe it just means it pulls back. Or maybe it gets a little bit harsh. Well, gold and silver were absolutely smoked today. So for us, today's action confirms what we thought was going on yesterday. And let me be clear on thoughts here, because there are short-term thoughts, and then after that. We think the bull market's intact. But in bull markets, things will correct 10, 15, 20% sometimes, depending on how far they got. Now, when you have a chance, you look at gold, GDX. These are the stocks. You can see what we're seeing here. That's a top for right this second. That's all. Call it a pullback, call it a top, doesn't matter to us. We'll revisit it as it does what it does. And the metal, the GLD, broke the 21-day, looks like it's headed for the 50-day. Silver. Same thing. Which basically means to us, if you are looking to get into gold and silver, probably just want to wait a little bit of time. What'll typically happen, we call it time and price. It'll pull back, sit, bounce a little, pull back, sit, bounce a little, pull back, sit, bounce a little bit. And then it'll eventually find an area, if it stays in a bull market, it'll find an area where it says, we're not going any lower. And then what our job is define that. We can define that area. It shows itself. And then we can look for secondary buy points if it decides to stay in a bull market. Now, we're not big on reasoning, but in case you don't know, the psychopaths, the maniacs, the morons, the imbeciles on Wall Street, and by the way, I should not put down the psychopaths, imbeciles, morons, and the maniacs. Somebody wrote another article that says, oh, now the central banks, the Fed thinks they can raise rates again. Well, they said that a month ago. They said it 2 months ago. They said it 3 months ago. And every time they don't. You know why that potentially they can now maybe raise rates again, ladies and gentlemen? Oh, the market's up. Just remember, these jerkmeisters can't influence the economy. They've already destroyed the economy. All they can do is try to prop things up. And all they're doing is watching markets. Janet Yellen lied last month when she said, we don't watch markets. Oops, I almost said something I can't say on radio. Back it up, Gar. Anyway, you get our point. And I don't like talking too much about them. They nauseate the hell out of me. But that's the story. Because if we're going to raise rates, it strengthens our dollar versus other currencies. If the dollar strengthens, gold goes down. And other commodities. So that be the story on the gold and silver here. And of course, I'm bringing this up because I got 70 emails today. I got people calling me in the office today on gold and silver that just listened to the radio show. What should I do? What do you mean, what should I do? Who is this? I got people calling me at the office. Yeah, this is Joe from Omaha. Hey, Joe. What should I do with my gold? I love that. Quite interesting. Now, also, other commodities were sinking today, but other commodities kind of didn't reverse, but kind of defended themselves. And I'm talking about the steel and the oils and things like that. Even though with oils, there's really not much going on. They're just range-bound. And the price of oil, you know, stuck today after looking like it was going to break down again. And steel's a little bit better. You look at U.S. steel today, pulled back and kind of finished in the upper end of range and others. So I'll say the rest of those commodities, okay. We'd wait on those two at this juncture. For us, the big story was the tech type area today. XLK is the S&P Information Technology Select Sector Index. That kind of broke out of range today. And again, it's not on good numbers. Seriously. By the way, Intel reported earnings down 5%. Revenues up a little from last year. And I only think the stock's down a buck, which is kind of decent downside in the aftermarket. I only think it's down a buck. It's because it's been strong here recently. That's all I think's going on there. Now, other aftermarket, Qualcomm. I bring that one up because it's kind of sort of been a dead stock. Trying to come back to life. That's up about $4 in the aftermarket. Beat estimates. Yay. eBay. Close at 27. It's 28.70. Their numbers were not very good at all. United Rentals closed at 70. It's now 76 in the aftermarket. That's pretty darn nice. You ready? Revenues down 1%. Now, the thought process is companies grow, stocks grow. Sales drop, stocks should drop. No, it's up $6. Welcome to our world. And I think that is about it for aftermarket today. There is a ton more to be coming out in the next few days, next week. Just stay in tune. I got one more. F5 Networks up 3 and change, and there's buyout rumors on that stock on a daily basis. So that be somewhat of the story today, but we're not done. We will do other areas that are sneaking up and ticking up. And then we'll have news and much more and all kinds of stuff. I thank you for being here. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Napa's celebrating the most important things we can think of: America, racing, and freedom, by giving you a free patriotic racing cap for spending $25 at Napa. And for every hat given away, we'll donate a dollar to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. Help us celebrate America, racing, and freedom with a free Napa patriotic racing cap. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 7/31/16.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Hi, I'm Joan London. If you're worried about your parent or loved one living alone, like I was, and you want reliable senior care information, then call A Place for Mom, the nation's largest senior living referral service.
Finding an apartment that was on the courtyard with the view of the trees, the view of the ducks, the stream, the creek, all of that, that was what I needed.
You'll get free information on assisted living, Alzheimer's care, nursing homes, even important financial information. Here's the number.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
A Place for Mom is a free service, and you can trust them to help you. So if you're struggling to find reliable senior living information, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
To speak with a local senior living advisor, call A Place for Mom at 800-451-2976. That's 800-451-2976.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing ASAP. We're looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to us. And we'll give you our feedback. And if we like what we read, we will get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. We handle everything. Editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, call Page Publishing now for your free author submission kit. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. and we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
BizTalkRadio.com.
Listening to
America is talking.
Investor's Edge.
He's got to be pleased with that. The crowd is just on his feet here. He's a Cinderella boy.
With Gary Kaltbaum.
Comes highly recommended. You're gonna feel better if you talk to him.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. Thanks for being with us today. Let's do a few more areas, if you don't mind. Biotech. Well, let me give you my thoughts real quick. If Biogen and Amgen were not reporting, Biogen, I think, is tomorrow morning. That would have been pretty good looking off the low buy on the biotechs today. And we're just given general. And if you notice, going back to mid-January, you've got a long, drawn-out bottoming process. Today went a long way in confirming a bottoming process. And if you want to see what we're talking about here, just go look at IBB. It's just NASDAQ Biotech Index. And you can see what we're seeing. Rallied up off the lows, sat tight for a couple of weeks, now moving above it. The problem is, if Biogen and Amgen cough one up, that could end any move. But in this market, that seems to be breathing better, with more and more areas doing better. The worst area of the market looks like it may be bottoming here. Amgen needs to break above 165. Biogen, I don't even have an area for you on that one. Regeneron, I got nothing for you on that one either. Anyway, we'll know more tomorrow, but I just want to let you know that baby be on radar now. And there are some other ETFs or biotechs. And we're giving you the ETS because forget the individual names as of this second, because earnings to come out. By the way, that article I was mentioning, Fed sees rate rise before year end. This comes from a couple of writers, the Wall Street Journal. I'm like, how do they know? Oh, that's right. The Fed leaks through their diapers. A few other bits and pieces here. The U.S. Justice Department is moving to block two big healthcare mergers. Aetna and Humana, Cigna and Anthem, I believe. You know our thoughts on mergers. We're good with most of them, but you can't let mergers go into monopolization. You remember they told us about the mergers and the airlines and how be great for the consumer. Yeah. Sure. Great. Fabulous. Right. To the point where there are dozens and dozens of flights where there's only one airline flying that flight. And let's just say it's a Tuesday and an emergency happened, you got to fly somewhere on Thursday. Try booking that one. they got you by the you-know-whats, right? The you-know-whats on the you-know-whats. But then they blocked Office Depot and Staples because they must have been worried about all the chaos in the pencil market or something if they did merge. That one I didn't get. So we'll see how that plays out. Also wanted to mention the GOP, the Grand Old Party. Or is it Grand Old Party? They want to restore the Glass-Steagall Act. I don't know if you know what that was, but Big Bill Clinton got rid of it with another guy named Phil Graham on the Republican side. That opened up the spigots for the banks to get into all these other business that they just screwed up, causing 08 to happen. And it's actually the GOP that wants to take it backwards. Interesting, huh? We've been told that the Republicans were the party of Wall Street and rich people. Yeah, that's funny. That's a laugher. Anyway, we'll see how that plays out. That's actually a Democratic point. Democrats want to destroy Wall Street. No, I take that back. They want to get paid $250,000 to $500,000 for speeches by Wall Street and say you're going to destroy them and just do nothing. By the way, I forgot. If you do not get this show in your city, go to GaryK.com. You can listen live or archive. We are live 6:06 p.m. Eastern Time, Monday through Friday. Also at GaryK.com, you can follow me on Twitter. Just press the button or Twitter at Gary Kalbaum. Also, you can email me. Just be nice. You can read our commentary articles we post with a lot of sarcasm and a lot of wit and sometimes a lot of tears. You can press the money management button if you'd like to hear what we're doing. We'd like to hear what you're doing. Press the subscribe button if you'd like to get our notes direct to you. And we'll have the other button up soon, the consultation button, ladies and gentlemen. All there at the ever-popular GaryK.com. The Fox News Channel business block will not be, again, will be live this coming Saturday. Because the communist convention is next week. No, really, the communists. You don't believe me? You don't believe me? Of course they are. So anyway, that's next week, and they're going to have a special live on that. Also, I get asked a lot about Neil Cavuto. All I can tell you is what's told to me is that he is doing well. And I gather that he's got a while to go. Open heart surgery will do that to you. But the man is a trooper, and I know he'll be back as soon as he can. And man, do I get email upon email asking me about him. To me, the best journalist in all the world, and I'm talking about not just talking about whether it's business, I think on everything. Quite the logical dude. Other tidbits, just letting you know, Cisco had a little breakout today. This is very large cap tech. Cisco has no growth. No growth. But that was up to today on strong volume. The breakout was above about $29.50. So I did want to mention that. I mentioned Facebook yesterday. Microsoft today on the gap, but they did kind of distribute it at the end of the day. Just running through some names here. Cintas, CTAS was up $9 today on their earnings. Now, let me say, they're into uniforms and stuff. Earnings up 26, revenues up 11. That's good. No complaints about that one. That's good numbers. Fine and dandy. We don't mind numbers like that. We also mentioned to you the discount retailers recently. Burlington stores, watching that one for pullback. Maybe it started today. BURL is that symbol. Very strong reaction to earnings, the stuff we'd like to see. And anything else? The home builders. Just go look at KBH. good pattern there. Lennar just needs to break out above about 49 and a quarter. D.R. Horton, that's the strongest of. They report tomorrow. Again, we have a little motto as far as earnings. We're not tempting fate. We would like to be Roger Healy from I Dream a Genie when Barbara Eden gave him next week's newspaper today. And, of course, Roger Healy did the smart thing and went to the horse track and won some righteous bucks. But we don't have next week's newspaper today, so I have no idea what somebody's going to report in earnings tomorrow and, more importantly, what the reaction's going to be. So we do not get in front of that stuff. And I watched, without mentioning who, a couple of Blizzard heads on TV telling, yeah, go ahead. We think there's going to be great earnings and a great reaction. And you know what happened, right? I don't have to tell you, do I? So just letting you know, Gary doesn't tempt fate. Up next, convention, elections, the Mets, and whatever else. I'm Gary. This is the one and only Investor's Edge.
Hi, I'm Gary Kaltbaum, host of the nationally syndicated radio show Investor's Edge. We're not just handsome radio people. We manage investors' money for a living, specializing in fee-based discretionary money management. No big commissions, just a fee on the assets that's managed. We also provide a full range of personalized services, including retirement planning, fixed income, and educational needs, all to assist you in achieving your financial goals. Understanding not all individuals have the same needs, we'll carefully evaluate your personal goals to determine a proper investment strategy. If your current approach to investing is not getting you to where you would like to be, call us to make an appointment for a complimentary portfolio review. The number to call is 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. That's 888-422-5559. Investment advisory services offered through Kaltbaum Capital Management.
Welcome to Staples.
Staples guy, my daughter needs back to school supplies.
Well, Staples has everything you need at low prices every day.
Oh, fantastic. She needs more markers.
Your daughter's a budding artist?
No, a huge loser.
Well, I'm sure
she loses markers, crayons, glue.
Oh, I get it.
Right. She's just a loser, not a loser.
Back to school supplies are back for more. Staples has everything you need for back to school at low prices every day. Like 4-ounce Staples school glue for just 50 cents. Staples, make more happen.
While supplies last, ends 9/17, limit 30 in store, 10 online.
Napa know-how!
Napa's celebrating the most important things we can think of. America, racing, and freedom. By giving you a free patriotic racing cap for spending $25 at Napa. And for every hat given away, we'll donate a dollar to the Intrepid Fallen Heroes Fund. Help us celebrate America, racing, and freedom with a free Napa Patriotic Racing Cap. That's Napa know-how. At participating Napa Auto Parts stores while supplies last. Offer expires 7/31/16.
Has your life changed? Are you now in a situation where you need health insurance? Here's some simple advice. Call our health insurance hotline right now. This free service will do all the work for you. Shop the health insurance marketplace and find the plan that best meets your health insurance needs. Don't get lost searching for plans on your own. Let a licensed agent help you for free. According to a report on CNN Money, almost half of those eligible for subsidies are paying less than $3 a day for bronze or silver plans. Remember, under Obamacare, most Americans qualify for health insurance. So get ready to let us do all the work for you and find out the best health insurance plan for your needs. Call this number now.
800-659-7975. 800-659-7975. For your free health insurance quote, call now. 800-659-7975. 800-659-7975.
Do you have an old car sitting in your driveway? How would you like to learn a hassle-free way to get rid of it, help kids in need, and get a great tax donation in the process? It's real easy. One simple free call to our car donation hotline is all it takes. Call the Neshama Foundation
at 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723.
We'll come pick your car up for free and give you a tax donation for the full value of the car, running or not. The value of your unwanted car will go to help kids in need. It's fast and easy. Just call us and your car will be gone and on its way to helping children in 48 hours. And you get a nice tax deduction. Call the Neshama Foundation now to get rid of your car, help kids, and get a tax write-off.
Call 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723, 800-721-6723. That's 800-721-6723.
Say hello to John. John dreamed of building a successful business and retiring to an exotic island in the Caribbean. He dreamed about his sales soaring and all the money that would be flowing in. He dreamed of hiring a sales team and expanding his company. Well, sadly, that dream fell apart when his bank turned down his business loan. Now John is not dreaming about going to the Caribbean anymore. He's driving around in an old beat-up pickup truck. If you need money to grow your business to new heights so you can reach your dreams, don't let the bank hold you down. You need to call Merchant Advance Express today. We can help you get qualified for up to $250,000 to grow your business any way you want. Call now to learn more. Call 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735, 800-503-3735. That's 800-503-3735.
BizTalkRadio.com.
You're listening to...
What are we waiting for?
Well, what are you waiting for?
One, two, ready, go.
Action! Investor's Edge with Gary Kaltbaum.
And welcome once again to Investor's Edge. You know, just so I can watch the national mainstream media have nervous breakdowns, just to see that, I hope Donald Trump wins the presidency. Seriously. You know, I am a Fox News Channel business contributor. I am an opinion person on TV. I am not an anchor. I do not read news. I am not supposed to be unbiased. I'm supposed to tell you exactly what I think, what policies I like, what policies I dislike. On the national mainstream media, they have opinion people also. Some I agree with, some I disagree with. What I take issue is the people. The people that play themselves out as being, oh, we're unbiased. What I've watched in the last couple of days is exactly why they rate worse than Congress when it comes to trust. It's sickening to watch. And they'll just lie too. They will lie about a story. They had this guy on CNN. What's his name? He's on in the morning. Good-looking dude. Cuomo. He just came out and said Hillary Clinton did not lie about her emails, even though the FBI said she did. He just came out and said it like it was fact. And the people there that sat next to him, you could see they were dumbfounded, but he's the anchor. They can't argue with him. Or they're off. They'd never be on the show again. That's the crap I'm talking about. It's amazing how the Republicans even win an election with this going on. the whole 2 days, 2 or 3 days on the mainstream media, Republicans are mean. They hate. They're biased. They're bigoted. They're racist. They're over the top with their rhetoric. Oh, they're sexist. Can't forget that. They're sexist when it comes to Hillary Clinton. They're vicious. And they don't have any control of the situation. 2 to 3 days now during the Democrat thing next week, they'll be wetting their pants. Seriously. My, what a speech. Oh, the caring, the wonder. Well, I got news for you. As I've told you, you give me the person that recognizes that government spending has doubled since the year 2000, which is absolutely destroying the economic potential. You give me the person that says, what? We pay out $1 trillion in welfare every year? We got to turn that around and put people in jobs. You find me that person. You find me the person that says, what? 75,000 pages of tax code, 70,000 pages of regulations? We're going to be looking into that stuff. Find me the person that says, how much do we give to government every year? Hell no. Find me the person that says, strong military, backing the police 1,000%, strict laws on the books, controlled immigration. Give me all the immigrants in the world. We'll take them all. Legally. Show me that person. That's what I want. And of course, show me a person that's not corrupt. Now, on one side, you can't show me that person because she's a crook. So we'll see how this baby plays out. By the way, I think I'd vote for Trump's children before I'd vote for him. I love them. I absolutely love their demeanor, their attitude, their leadership. Amazing. Quite amazing. I believe tonight is, what's the other one? Eric speaks tonight. Anyway, that's my take. That would be my platform. Just remember the word government. It's people. That's people. I believe in the people that are running this world, the businesses, not the people that are running the world in Washington, D.C., and just destroying us. And that's what they're doing on a daily basis, destroying us. And I hope you liberals, you libertarians, you Democrats, you Republicans recognize they're destroying us, and on purpose. That's how you get a Trump winning the Republican nomination. Because the Republicans have been doing a damn good job of destroying us too. So a few months left. A couple of nights of the Republicans. A few nights of the Communist Party. And then we're off to the races. And we'll keep our fingers crossed. Email me at GaryK.com with any questions. Until tomorrow, have a great evening. Drive carefully. When you get home, do like I do. Simple procedure. No, really. I'm doing squats tonight, and then I'll hug my children. Night-night all.
Thanks for joining us for another edition of Investor's Edge on the Biz Talk Radio Network. If you missed any of today's show or to get in touch with Gary Kaltbaum, please go to GaryK.com. That's GaryK.com. To reach Gary Kaltbaum at his office, call 1-888-422-5559. That's 1-888-422-5559.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or securities. Please consult a professional before investing. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. BizTalkRadio.com.